Welcome to episode 339 of the TDR Now podcast. We're the first English-speaking podcast about Asian theme parks such as Tokyo Disneyland and other theme parks like USJ and all kinds of stuff. You can find us anywhere under TDR Explorer under that name. I'm one of your hosts, Trish. I am the one volunteering with the city at Discover Urayasu on Instagram. And if you want to see what I'm up to personally, you can check out my personal account, Dream Sweets Love, on Instagram and on Threads, where I'm meeting Saminyan. And with me, as always, is the charismatic Chris. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey.
May the force be with you.
That's right. It's almost that day. Yeah.
It's almost May 4th. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Well, I'm Chris, aka TDR Explorer, I guess. And I'm the one that is I don't like using the word busy. Engaged. I'm quite engaged right now with a lot of things, a lot of engagements, let's put it that way. And I'm not complaining. the last like 2 weeks, I've had different parts of my family, like extended family, visiting at different times the last few weeks. So I've been trying to do work, of course, and then trying to like find time to spend time with the family as they're visiting. Because it's like everyone's first time visiting and all that. So it's just, sometimes it's nice just to see Japan through a first timer's eyes again. Because, you know,
for sure.
Like we've lived here for so long, we're quite used to a lot of things, right? So maybe we, for lack of a better term, like we take some things for granted, or we just don't think of it anymore because it's so like everyday for us, I suppose. So, you know, it's just nice and refreshing to see that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's really fun, for sure.
Like yesterday, a cousin, one of my first cousins is here with his fiance, and I took him for his first bowl of ramen. So that was quite fun. And then his daughter, my niece, she had like a laundry list of anime that she loved. So I said, okay, well, let's go to Akihabara and let's just find stuff for her, you know, like let's get her some stationery because she loves to like draw and stuff. So let's get some stickers and things like that, you know, because Japan's really good with that kind of stuff. So it was really fun. It's just fun just to see what people pick up and notice and, you know, about, oh, vending machines and stuff at the convenience store and, you know, things like that. It's a lot of fun. But I'm also very tired.
Tiring. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Playing 100%. Tour guide Barbie, I suppose. And then yeah, I had other friends
visiting.
It can be
really hectic.
Yeah. It can be, yeah. One family member, she has no fear. She will just go on her own and just do whatever. She doesn't care. She's just like, you know what? I'm going to go on my own. I'm like, okay, bye. And just like does her thing and like see her a few hours later. Where'd you go? Oh, I went to the Dancing Crab for dinner. Is that what it's called? I don't know. You know that restaurant with the big crab that moves?
I have no idea what it's called. Yeah.
Yeah. It's she just called it the Dancing Crab. Like I know what the restaurant is, but I don't know what the name is. Like she went to that and like had the best time. Like that's fun. Cause you know how some people are like a little scared to try things and whatnot. She definitely is not.
Oh, for sure. Japan's such an easy country to get around, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like once you kind of get over once you start getting used to how public transit works and taxis and all that kind of stuff, it's pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
Once you kind of get over the anxiety of it all. What else have I been doing? Visiting the parks a lot. Like I was at Universal last week because they announced a new Minions ride. mm-hmm. which is kind of cool. It looks like it's pretty much it's Minions Blast from that's in Florida. So they're bringing it over here. It's going where the former Backdraft was.
Oh, hey. Okay.
So, okay. Well, it should kind of make sense because Backdraft is right beside where Minions Land is.
Yeah. Yeah, totally so does.
They're just kind of expanding Minions Land. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of like torn on that because like I liked Backdraft, but at this point, like Backdraft, like nobody knows what that movie is.
I mean, no one knows the movie. They're like, oh yeah, the ride with the fire.
Yeah. It was Steven Spielberg, right? It was a Steven Spielberg thing. I think so.
I don't know.
Actually, let's look it up. I think it was Steven Spielberg, Backdraft.
Maybe.
Movie. Yeah. 1991.
Wow. Like, that is,
oh, it's Ron Howard. Okay. Yeah, it had Kurt Russell in it, Donald Sutherland. Yeah. At some point, these movies are just so out of the pop culture or just so out of, nobody knows what they are anymore. But Backdraft was a fun attraction. I like the effects.
Well, what I think was really cool about the attraction was that it talked about the special effects that was used. So, I mean, even if you don't know the movie, I think it was really cool, like practical, seeing how they did practical effects versus like CGI, right? So I think that was kind of like the really interesting part, that history of cinema.
Yeah, yeah. That part will be missed. I wish they could have maybe figured something out or did something with Minions in that way, but I don't know.
Well, Minions is animated, so I don't know how much practical effects they would do.
No, yeah. It makes, whatever. That's what's happening. That's what they're doing. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I did the, we'll do another podcast on it, but I did the Duffy 20th anniversary. I like the bubble design. I think it's really cute.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I have thoughts on it, which we'll cover in a different episode. I did the Donald Duck event as well, which it's almost copy and paste of last year, but they definitely put more decorations this year. Like the food is kind of copy and pasted, but even the show, they kind of changed it slightly, but not that much. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot more decorations this year, I thought was really cute. And the Food and Wine over at Tokyo Disney Sea. I didn't bother. I wasn't even going to try to eat all the food because they added, there's like 77 items now. Cause last year there wasn't that many. Cause it was the first time doing quote unquote doing the Food and Wine Festival. I did that today, but what was I going to say? The news that came out yesterday. I know you have thoughts about basically.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Well, it was a report, right? It wasn't really an announcement. It was just like it was stuff that they said that the resort Tokyo Disney wants to do, like a 10-year plan, basically, and a lot of like business stuff. Yada, 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 blah, 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 business jargon, corporate stuff. But like the biggest takeaway was they want to redesign Adventureland and Port Discovery by 2035. And they've released some preliminary concept art. And we've seen this kind of thing before, where they've released, like they said they want to do this so far in advance and then something almost completely different ends up happening at the end.
Oh, for sure, because it's still like in the planning stages.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts on this?
I mean, it's really kind of depressing. They're taking out kind of like the lovely area of the park and just like filling it in and taking out all that nice kinetic energy and kind of like calm area. So it makes me kind of sad, but I don't know. It's not for me. So people enjoy it for sure.
Are you talking about Port Discovery or Adventureland or both?
Kind of both, like in a way, you know. That Port Discovery area is so small. I guess they're going to, I don't know. But yeah, I think that kind of movement and like kinetic energy is kind of important when you're walking around. It kind of feels nice, you know.
Yeah.
And there's like going to be more, I guess, more concrete buildings and stuff. So that's fine.
Yeah, like the concept art for Port Discovery, it looks like they're going to take out Aquatopia.
Yeah, and I mean, they already took out Stormrider, so that land is, like, kind of a mess anyway.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah.
I feel like the bigger loss is what they're doing in, like, the Rivers of America area, you know?
Yeah, I can't quite place where I'm looking exactly. Like, does it look like they've, like, got rid of Rivers of America? Is that what's happening? Because, like, the concept art, I'm having a hard time placing.
Yeah, I hope I'm wrong, but that's what it looks like.
Like, I'm sure they're, my guess, this is a guess, they're probably, like, for sure, I think they're taking, like, they're going to take out the treehouse because it hasn't reopened.
Yeah.
And my guess is, because I think when I looked, like, I think the sponsor is gone from it. So maybe, like, that probably why they're not reopening it. And my guess is, if they're getting another sponsor, the sponsor's probably saying, well, we're not going to sponsor an old attraction. Like, we want to sponsor something else. Like, we'll sponsor something else if you do something, like build something new or whatever. That's totally a guess. I have zero idea. I'm really just guessing. But yeah, this Adventureland concept, I cannot 100% place where this is exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, it almost looks like, are they doing Jungle Cruise? Like, it also looks like there's like a coaster.
That would be equally insane if they took out Jungle Cruise.
Like, I don't know. I really don't know. Because, we know at Disney World, they're already taking, like, Rivers of America is going away, right? At Disney World. So, if they're doing it there, then I guess there's no, like, nothing is sacred, I guess, you know, at this point. So they could do it here too. Who knows? Who knows? I guess we'll have to wait and see. But I'm taking this all with a grain of salt, like I said, just because we've seen it. Like back, what was it? 2015?
It's so far in advance. Yeah, it's so far in advance. I mean, they're going to do something, you know, but plans change. Exactly what the details are will be announced in the future, you know?
Because, yeah, remember when the Fantasyland expansion was announced? It looked like they were moving It's a Small World and we were getting an Alice in Wonderland attraction.
Yeah, I remember.
That was like initially that, and then it completely changed. That never happened, and we ended up with Beauty and the Beast. And then at the same time, they announced the Scandinavian port, which was going to be Frozen, of course, and it was going to go in that corner of Disney Sea that's between Port Discovery and Lost River Delta.
Yeah, like, but we're not allowed to have non-IP things anymore, so it has to only be IP.
So, yeah, then it turned into Fantasy Springs in the end. Mm-hmm. I guess, like, for Adventureland, I hope they don't do anything Cars, because I don't think Cars resonates here. Do children here know Cars?
I feel like they know it, but it's not like...
It's not
the kids that I know personally. I know like a lot of kids. Mm. I think the Disney kids like it fine enough, but it's not like super popular, you know?
Not as popular as it would be like in the US or anything.
I haven't been to the US in so long, but yeah, I don't think so.
I think a lot of children over there, like, you know, North America, know Cars. So like it resonates with a lot of people there. Here, yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, younger children here are more into trains, you know, like
that's a good point. And also there's Cars, so many like shows that they or movies that, you know, are aimed at kids here specifically that there's so much to choose from, and Cars was such a long time ago. I feel probably more Disney adults would be into the Cars land here than small kids, to be honest.
Yeah. But like we said, just take this all with a grain of salt. Who knows? Like, things will, like, things will change, like almost guaranteed things will change.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
One thing that I did read that I wasn't too keen on, and again, like, this is not a for sure thing, of course. This is just things they've said they may do or look at doing, is the thing that stood out the most to me was allowing guests to chew, like, basically do their DPAs before their visit to the park. So essentially turning into like Disney World in a sense, where you pick your lightning lane before you go, kind of thing. And I don't like that. I don't like that idea.
Neither do I, but I can see them doing it 100%.
It's more money, right? It's all money.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's all it's about. So it's not about the experience. It's, you know, how can you charge
the money
more?
It was very much like a shareholder thing, which, I understand from a business point. Okay, fine. I get that. But, you know, doesn't mean I have to be happy about it. Exactly.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because, yeah, like I guess
it's not for me. I'm sure there'll be people that will love it, and that's fine, you know.
And they have a timeline of stuff. Like, they already have in here the Tokyo Disney Resort 45th anniversary event in 2028. I'm like, I can't even think of that. That's 3 years away. Like, I can't even think of that. Mm-hmm. And then the Disney Sea 25th anniversary. Well, actually, it's next year. The Jubilee, Sparkling Jubilee.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like the merch will be cute.
Yeah. I like the Tokyo Disney Sea 20th was kind of like, that was during COVID. Things just got obliterated at that time. I remember the 15th anniversary. I really enjoyed the 15th.
Be Magical?
I know that was the 10th. The 15th was the, I can't remember what it was called. Crystal Wishes.
I remember the last anniversary I remember for Disney Sea was Be Magical. That was the last fun anniversary. And then the last anniversary at Disneyland was the 25th.
25th. Yeah. That's what all like the longtime fans have told me. I never got to do the 25th. I only got to do the 30th.
Like, we haven't had an anniversary after that, basically, in my mind.
Fair enough. Yeah. That was before my time, unfortunately.
It would be nice if they do a real anniversary, though. That would be super cool.
Maybe for the 50th.
No.
Fiscal 2033. It's actually on here. It's on their plans. Like fiscal 2033.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. They're like, 50th anniversary. Of course, because that's like when the attendance goes up. So
that is so far away. Oh my, I can't even. I'm not even thinking about that. But what we can think about is a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah, it looked hella fun.
Star Wars Celebration. Yeah, it was. I've never been to one before, and I had a lot of fun, even though I didn't see a lot of panels. I think I saw one panel.
It was so interesting because I didn't go. I thought about getting tickets for, you know, the teen, but he was not super into it. So I was like, oh, okay. And then at the station was so interesting because there was like in our local station, there was people in costumes and with all the Star Wars, their lightsabers and their Star Wars luggage. And it was like, it really changed the atmosphere for like that weekend, you know?
It really did. It was, there was a lot of like overseas tourists. There was more, more overseas tourists than locals.
It was interesting because like we went from like, so we were in the Shin Urayasu, like Urayasu area, and it was all like North Americans, like Canada and like US and like that. And then when we went to Tokyo, it was like all Europeans. It was like we were hearing French and Spanish and, you know.
Like, yeah, there was so much. you're right. I'm noticing a lot of Europeans.
And I don't know if it was like a specific holiday or what, but it was so interesting, like how the demographic was split between those two zones, you know? Yeah.
A lot of people came, a lot of like people from North America were here for Star Wars Celebration. A lot of people from like the UK as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, yes, yes.
It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. I didn't have like a costume, but what I did was I went to Uniqlo and I bought like earth tone clothes that was more loose fitting. Mm-hmm. And I had like, I'm so glad baggy pants are back. I feel like I'm reliving my teens.
Yes.
Like the baggy pants. So I bought baggy pants. I'm like, yeah, this feels yes. right.
I love it.
And then I bought like a beige jacket, but I made sure I bought it extra large. So it kind of draped off me more.
So you're kind of like, you know, Jedi-esque. Like,
yeah. So kind of like it's a light bounding or a, like I kind of, as I put it, mm-hmm. like I'm like this explorer in the galaxy that visits different theme parks throughout the galaxy kind of thing.
Yes.
So I just kind of threw it together and went and did it from Uniqlo. So that I think that worked really well.
Yeah.
My goodness, where do we even start with a lot of this?
So it was for 3 days, right?
Yeah.
And like, what was going on there? Like, what were the things you could do?
There was different panels and stuff that you could visit. But I didn't do a lot of them. Just because, well, I didn't make reservations for them, but I did do one panel. I did the one that was about Star Wars at Star Wars, of course. The droids in the park and how they how WDI made the Star Wars stuff in the park and whatnot, like Galaxy's Edge and whatnot. So I thought that was actually really fun.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was good. And they actually brought the droids out.
Oh.
Which I thought was actually pretty cool that they did that.
Yeah.
Bringing the droids out. And yeah, they're at Tokyo Disneyland right now for a little bit.
Yeah, my friend was showing me a video that she took. And she's like, she said she ran across it by complete chance. She didn't even know about it. And they look really cute. It's like a little parade of little baby robots.
Yes. It really was. So good. I thought it was really, really, really cute. I was happy I got to see that mm-hmm. panel. I haven't seen the droids yet in the park yet because they don't really have like a set time or anything. So it's been a little the times I've been, it's been a little tough trying to track them down.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was really the only panel I saw. I saw some other panels that were like on the free stages, meaning you didn't need a reservation. They're just kind of out in the open. So there's a lot of stuff for like Andor, because like Andor season 2 is started. Other random stuff. I'm sad though, Pedro Pascal made a surprise appearance.
What?
Yeah, he showed up the first day. And like, wow. I didn't get to see him. And I was like, oh no. Because no one knew who was going to show up. And he just kind of did. So.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. That's great, though.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty fun that he did that. And also Sigourney Weaver, because I guess she's part of the Star Wars universe now. Yeah. Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. She's in an upcoming Star Wars.
That's amazing.
TV show, I think she's in. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great.
Wait, what's she going to be in?
I can't remember what it was. Star,
oh my gosh.
Star Wars.
Okay. I got to catch up with Star Wars then.
How do you spell Sigourney Weaver? Sigourney Weaver. I don't know how to spell her name. New details on. Oh, she's in The Mandalorian and Grogu, the movie.
Okay, I'm going to go. Do you need to watch the TV show to watch the movie?
I would say so, yeah.
Okay.
The TV show's really, really good. I think you'd like it.
I know. There's just so many episodes. I want to watch Andor for sure, but like there's so many TV shows. It's very overwhelming.
Oh, I get that. Andor is good. Andor is one of the, in my opinion, I really like Andor as a TV show. Yeah.
I'm going to take the time during Golden Week to watch it.
I just like how it like it kind of sets up everything for episode, well, Rogue One, the film, of course, and then the Rogue One leads into episode 4, right? Like the original first Star Wars film. Like I just, it's just interesting to see like all these decisions these characters make lead up to like that first film, which I think is just so wonderful.
Yeah, for sure. I love
that kind of stuff. Yeah, like, you know, there was announcements and stuff. Like there was like Star Wars Visions, like the, I guess a new season of Star Wars Visions, which I haven't seen and I've been meaning to watch. Star Wars Visions is like episodic, like different studios make like an episode in the Star Wars universe, but it's like different animation styles.
Okay.
And a lot of it's like anime style, like different types of anime styles.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool. And they actually had a booth, a large booth for like anime and manga, and it featured a lot of those animations, which I thought was actually pretty cool. They even had a fake sakura tree there. So of course there's a lot of people in cosplay getting their pictures in front of it because, you know, that's very Japan, very iconic, right?
For sure.
And just a lot of stuff that was, just like explaining all the different Star Wars Visions episodes and like animation style and who did it and things like that, which I thought was really cool. It was really lovely. Yeah. There was tons of booths. Like even Tokyo Disney was there. Well, like not Tokyo Disney direct, like it wasn't like a Tokyo Disney booth. It was a Star Tours booth. You had to, or it was just like showing the posters, like the different Star Tours posters at Tokyo Disneyland over the years.
Oh, that's so cute.
And
you got
a free postcard that like that was of Star Tours and stuff. You know, it wasn't a big booth, but like it was just nice to see that there, which I really enjoyed. A lot of shopping. There's a lot of shopping going on, a lot of different vendors and stuff, Star Wars stuff. I went to the Hot Toys place or vendor. It had a 5-hour wait the first day, which was
wild.
And then after that it calmed down. Like I went the second day and I waited 10 minutes. But a lot of like the limited edition stuff was gone. Not that I was gonna buy it anyway, but like that's what people were buying.
Were there for the first time.
They had these like 45,000 yen figurines that were only for Star Wars Celebration Japan 2025. Like it was only for that event only. So like they had a stormtrooper that, you know, the regular stormtrooper, but he had patterns of sakura petals on his armor and he was wearing like a, I think it was a jinbei. It was either a jinbei or jinbei or yukata. I can't remember which it was. So it was like, you know, things like that, like very exclusive. I ended up buying an Ewok plush.
Baby!
So I know. Cute. I was like, oh, I want that. That's so good. Like, I don't have anything really, a lot of Star Wars stuff. So I thought it would be kind of cute to have something. Like plush keychain. And it's kind of like in the style of, do you know Labubu?
I don't know what that is.
You don't know Labubu?
No, I'm sorry.
I think if you saw a picture of it, I think you would know what it was. It's a little, it's a plush toy and it comes in different like colors and stuff. It's kind of all the rage right now. And he has like, it looks like a bunny, but he has like kind of a grin on his face and he has like little jagged teeth.
Is it like, it looks like real teeth?
Not really. It's cute. I think it's from China or something.
I've never seen it. I've seen the ones that look a little, they're kind of cute but scary because they look like they have real teeth.
Oh, no. It's not that. No. It's like kind of all the rage. Everyone wants a Labubu. But anyway, the reason why I say that is like Labubu is mostly like plush, but then his face, their face is like a hard plastic, right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of what these Ewoks kind of mimic a little bit, like that style. And they're slightly bigger too, like for a plush keychain. They're on, kind of on the bigger side.
Okay.
So it's, I guess that's kind of like the trend right now. And like the, mm-hmm. The Ewok stuff that I bought was, it was pre-sale, I guess. Like it was, they were selling it first at Star Wars Celebration before it's released generally to everyone.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. That's really all the shopping I did. Oh no, I lied. I did some other shopping. They had vending machines. Like this is very Japan. They had 9 vending machines. Each vending machine was represented one, like episodes 1 through 9. And in the vending mm-hmm. machines, it was all just like oolong tea in cans. Uh-huh. But you would get a random can that would have a random sticker on it of a movie poster from that film.
Oh, you know what?
Movie poster still.
I think those might be coming or are right now. There's like a Star Wars event in Yokohama. Mm-hmm. In like Marina something. And right. For, I guess, like May the 4th be with you. And I saw like on the website some kind of vending machine. I wonder if it's the same or similar kind of thing, like some kind of Star Wars. But I was looking and I couldn't figure out what it was. And we're just like scanning the page really quick. And we're like, oh, I wonder what that is.
You know, that makes sense because they would probably just move it over there.
Yeah.
I did that. It was 1,000 yen.
Oh, wow.
I did episode 1 because
what do you get for 1,000 yen?
You get a can of oolong tea, but then on the can, you can peel it off. It's a sticker of like a movie poster or like artwork from that particular Star Wars film. But you don't
so it's like a 1,000 yen sticker.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's like a gotcha, basically, because you don't know which one you're going to get. I was hoping, like, I wanted Jar Jar Binks, because I know Jar Jar Binks got so much hate. I'm like, no, I want Jar Jar Binks. Jar Jar Binks. You don't or you do?
I don't like him.
Oh, yeah, I ironically like him, I guess. Yeah. That's really the only stuff I bought. Oh, I did do food. There was food.
Oh, yeah? What was there, like, blue milk or something like that?
No, I wish they did that, but no, they didn't have that. It was kind of, like, matsuri-type food, like festival food. So they had, like, wagyu beef sticks. They had onigiri. They had, like, a pasta dish, which I guess pasta dish is not really a festival food, but they had a pasta dish and some desserts. Like, they had warabi mochi. And mm-hmm. then they had a bunch of drinks, like a yuzu soda and a black sesame shake and stuff like that. But it was all Star Wars themed in some way.
Okay.
So like the wadabi mochi. I don't remember what the wadabi mochi was themed after. But it came with like little like toothpicks that were like lightsabers, which was kind of cute. And
yeah,
the yuzu soda I had was Rey. Themed.
Uh-huh.
So the straw was the color of her lightsaber and had like a little piece of paper on the straw that was like the hilt of her lightsaber. Then then the black sesame one was Mace Windu. And then they had a bunch of other characters and stuff too. Like their food wasn't amazing. Like I wasn't expecting it to be, but it was well themed.
That's cool.
And the food stalls were set up like, you know, the traditional Japanese style, like festival booths. It was set up like mm-hmm. that, but there was like the light side and the dark side.
Oh,
which was kind of fun.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But mostly I ate outside of the convention center just because it was just so busy. It just made more sense to kind of leave, Makuhari Messe and kind of walk 10-15 minutes away because there's tons of restaurants around. Like there's an outlet mall and there's another mall. And then if you walk 15 minutes, there's the huge Aeon Mall there that has the Costco and stuff. So if you want to escape the crowds, you kind of went over there and, you know, it worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like as for crowds, I mean, it was sold out, so it was quite busy. There was people mm-hmm. everywhere. Just a lot of people. A lot of people were going into the panels, like the big panels.
So yeah.
There'd be times like if there's a huge panel going on, you would notice it quieted down a little bit in terms of like crowd density, because everyone was in these different panels. And what they did with the panels is like there was like the main stage panel. So obviously you got to see everything, like that's where it was being held. But there was like overflow, I guess, at the other stages where you got to watch it on a big screen.
That's cool. Like if, so you still get to experience it.
Yeah. One thing I like that they did though was some of like the bigger panels, once they did their thing on the big panel, then later in the day they would redo the panel, but in the very condensed way, in like the mm-hmm. quote unquote free stage, like the stage that you didn't need a reservation, you just kind of walk up and watch in the main hall area, which I thought was kind of nice. So they would do like the main panel would be like an hour long, and then they mm-hmm. would go and do it again, but it'd be like half an hour long and it's like very condensed.
Yeah. I kind of feel like what I wish like conventions would do is mm-hmm. like, I wonder if this would even be possible. Like if you pay a certain amount and like, let's say it's impossible to go to all the panels, right? And like part of it is like, of course, being there in person in the moment, but like, if you were able to go and then afterwards for like a certain amount of time, you could go to like with like a password or something to like a website that you could just watch all the panels that you weren't able to visit, you know, that would be so cool. I think they
live streamed a lot of the big ones like for free on YouTube, I think,
mm-hmm,
or something.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah. It's like, you know, if people couldn't make it, they can just like,
they can still watch it, right?
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
The cosplay was out of this world.
Oh, yeah.
Out of this galaxy. There was so much wonderful cosplay. Man, people are talented. People are very talented.
Oh,
one of my favorites was Darth Maul Donald.
Oh my gosh. No,
someone,
it's too cute.
Yeah, someone made a Donald Duck, his head, but he looked like Darth Maul. And he had like the costume and the feet and like the lightsabers there. It was wonderful. I thought it was so good.
Wow. I love it.
Yeah, there's just like people are so talented.
Oh,
and,
for
you know,
sure.
And then there's like, you know, people that, you know, stormtroopers and Jedi and all that kind of stuff, you know, like standard fare, I suppose. But another, like, obviously nothing wrong with that. Like people do a really good job. Another favorite of mine, which you'll get the reference once you watch Andor. This isn't a spoiler or anything, but there's a part in Andor where like there's prisoners and they all kind of like start a riot and whatever. And they kind of run through like the halls.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, there was like 300 people that all dressed up like these prisoners from Andor and ran through the convention. It was like I shouldn't say ran. They did like a train or like a little parade through the convention, kind of chanting what the prisoners chant in the show, which I thought was mm-hmm. so funny. The cosplay was so good. People do a good job. A lot better than I could. Like, I'm not that talented.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
would you cosplay
like
as anything? Like, is there... If you could.
I did, for Halloween, back when I was skinny, I had a Princess Leia costume from a few years ago.
like that classic...
Yeah, like the retro, like the white dress with like the bun hair... Like there's like, it's like a little headband that you could put that look, I didn't have to style my own hair or anything.
Right.
Yeah. And the child had some Halloween costumes. Like he had a Darth Vader costume where the eyes lit up. And I want to say, I don't know if he had any other ones. I think just that. And he wore it to Disneyland back in the day and to like the Halloween parade and stuff. But that's it.
Yeah.
What about you? Like, is there any like cosplay that you would like to do?
I would probably do like an Ewok, but I'm too tall. to do an Ewok.
You could be a really tall Ewok.
Tall Ewok or a short Wookiee.
Yeah.
That's what I would have to be.
That would be super cute.
Yeah. I guess like my height, I'd probably be like a stormtrooper.
Yeah.
But I would probably do like a, if I was to like properly do it, probably like a Jedi, like an original type of Jedi. Cause yeah. You know, like the whole Jedi garb was kind of like inspired by Japanese kimonos.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. So like, I kind of like, I like that inspiration. So probably something like that, I think is what I would end up doing.
Yeah.
But yeah. Overall though, like I thought it was good. It was interesting. I didn't feel like I was in Japan.
Our station, we didn't feel like it was Japan. There was like a lot.
Yeah, like Maihama, Shinureyasu, and definitely like the Makuhari area. It was very much an international crowd, which is like such a strange thing to see, right?
Because usually we don't get so much overflow to our station, but this time it was like, whoa, there's so many tourists.
Yeah.
And like, it was so interesting because like people like were even like, oh no, going to like the really kind of local restaurants. I was like, oh, hey, that's so fun.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, it was a really good time. I really enjoyed it. I met a lot of people, a lot of people that like listen to the podcast. People that watch the YouTube videos and stuff. Yeah. Met a lot of great people. A lot of great people.
Oh, it sounds so fun. Yeah.
I would do it again. The next one's in Los Angeles in 2027. So in a few years. Yeah, I would definitely go again. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the convention, I suppose.
Yeah.
I was very tired though. Like 3 days is a lot.
I can imagine. Oh, so you went all 3 days. Oh my God.
I did. Oh, another thing that they did, like it wasn't, I guess it was part Star Wars Celebration. It wasn't advertised very well, like not in English anyway, but it was in Japanese. They had the Nebuta, you know, the
lantern
float.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they had one of the Mandalorian and Grogu, and it moved to a festival, a Natsu Matsuri in front of the Aeon Mall, which I thought was pretty cool.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah. But yeah, I would definitely do it again. Well, I think that's it for this episode. Before we go, we want to thank some wonderful explorers that are supporting us over on Patreon. So if you want to support the show, head on over to patreon.com/TDRnow. So a big thank you to Acro Disney Girl, Adam, Amanda C, Amy B, Amy C, Mom Explorer, Benjamin, Brent M, Carrie, Chris B, Claire, Claudia, Dave, David, Baker, Kevin, Harry, Marina, Beth, Eli, Robinson, Taylor, Melon, Alex.
And Jamie, Jose, Kathy, Lee, Marie, Michelle, Marie, Sophie, Spoopy, Thomas, K, Alexandra, Lizzie, Amy and Andy, Dana, Cassandra, Annie, Sonia, WW, Paige, Adelaide, Tara, and Axel.
And if you haven't already, hit that subscribe or follow button so you don't miss any of our episodes. And I'm one of your hosts, Chris. And joining as always is the wonderful Patricia.
All right, you guys. Keep exploring. Bye.
Bye.